Hi, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan. I'm your host, Hidemi Woods. Here, I read an episode from my books and talk about it or anything that I feel like talking to you. I hope you enjoy with me. Today, I'm gonna read an episode in one of the books I wrote titled An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today's episode is called Where's the Certificate? This is about a card game tournament at junior high school. Where is a certificate? When I was in junior high school, there was a tournament of the Japanese classic card game. 100 cards were laid out before competitors, and each card had an ancient Japanese poem written on it. A teacher read 100 poems one by one, and competitors picked the corresponding card. The one who got the most cards would be a winner. The game isn't as simple as it sounds. While a poem reader reads the whole poem, only the latter half of the poem is written on a card. To pick a card fast before it's taken by your rivals, you memorize the whole poem. The instant the top of a poem is read, you recall the poem's latter half, find the card it's written among the laid 100 cards, and pick it. Because my family had the game at home and played it occasionally, the poems were quite familiar to me. I was able to memorize all 100 poems easily before the tournament. That let me beat a competitor one after another, as by the time the teacher read through a first verse, the card of the poem's yet unread latter half was already in my hand. At the finals, I even beat the smartest girl at school and won the tournament. I came home with great joy and told my mother I had won. Her response was, "Where is the certificate?" According to her, without a certificate or a diploma, there is no way to show people the result. Thus, winning is pointless. She urged me to have a teacher issue the certificate and asked the teacher. A few days later, I received a makeshift paper for the certificate. The pitiful paper was decorated proudly in a frame by my mother. That was today's episode. This game of Japanese classic poems consists of 100 poems called tanka. I'm sure you've heard of haiku before, because haiku has become quite popular. And haiku is a Japanese old styled poem that consists of 5, 7, 5 syllables. And tanka is a long version of haiku, and it consists of 5, 7, 5, 7, 7, 5 syllables. And this card game features 100 old poems by 100 poets each, and it's assembled. It was assembled about in 13th century or something. So it was quite old poems, all of them. And the trick is the cards, 100 cards don't represent the whole poems. I mean, as I read my episode, each card has only the latter half of the poem. But the reader starts with the top of the poem, which means the first part of the poem. So, as soon as you hear the first part of the poem, you need to pick a card that has the latter part of the poem written. So the key to win this game is memory. You need to memorize the whole 100 poems to pick them faster than other players. So, I should give you a little example. Okay, this is my favorite poem in those 100 poems. sounds like this.
我が伊保は都の辰巳しかぞ住む妖宇治山と人は言うなり。
This poem is written by 紀仙法師。He is a priest in the 13th century. And the meaning of this poem is like my shabby shack is located in the edge of the city, and I live here secretly, far away from the far away from the world to almost hiding. So people call me an outsider. People call me an outsider and lonely, secretive man hiding in a deserted shack. The meaning is like about that. And when you hear the top of the poem, Waga Iho wa, you look for a card that has your Ujiyama to written on it, and you pick it. And for some reason, I was really good at it. And I won the tournament, but there was no certificate or anything that proved I had won. So my mother was so unsatisfied with it. Although I actually won and she believed it, but she needed a proof to show, to tell everyone that I won. So she didn't praise me, or she didn't show any appreciation of my winning, and she just kept grumbling about no certificate given to me. And she demanded the certificate. And so I reluctantly asked my teacher to make it, and received a makeshift certificate. It was actually just only a piece of paper, but it had it had my name on it, along with the name of the tournament. And that made my mother happy. She was happier than the fact I won. So the certificate won. I lost in the competition of making my mother happy. Sometimes we often hear a parent talks about she or his, her or his child that they are proud of them, especially in the movies or in the TV dramas. We often hear parents telling their children that they are proud of them. And whenever I hear that lines, I can't help feeling envious, because my mother had never told me that she is proud of me. I often did good things to her, but she didn't admire me. For instance, I bring all A report cards and show her, and she goes, "Good. Keep on doing this next time." And she didn't tell me, "You did a good job," or "I'm proud of you." She had never given those words to me. She just showed my OA report card to my grandparents and bragged about how excellently she raised me, and she put that report card on the altar of local god, and she said thanks to that local god on the altar of my house. So while she did those things, she showed it around the people and showed it to God. She didn't appreciate me, who actually achieved that deed. She didn't, she wasn't grateful for me. And this is this certificate of this game tournament was only one example. Whatever I tried hard and achieved something, she didn't praise me anything. So I honestly, I'm tired of those years, and recently I finally cut off my relationship with my mother, and I haven't seen her in years, for years. So I don't need to feel frustrated by my mother's attitude toward me. But the thing is, it's funny because even now, unconsciously, I live with my partner, and unconsciously, I often ask my partner to praise me when I do something something good to him, or I do something not that big things, but something I'm proud of myself, then I just can't help telling my partner that, isn't it something? Don't you praise me? Or do you appreciate me? Or I'm good, am I? Or something. So I just, it's my mouth spews those annoying requirements of praise to my partner. So I think my those annoying habit is stems from my those experiences, which was nurtured by My mother. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I hope you come back here soon and join me again. I'm Hidemi Woods. Thanks again. Until next time, take care and be well.